coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind, 'cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home.
Hello and welcome to another show of Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show for a brand new year. We're going to keep this show going week in, week out. If you're tuning in for the first time, this show is all about Australian and Canadian independent and underground music from the past and present, with a heavy emphasis on the present. But we always kick off the show with older music, and I do love to play Kiwi music as well. This week we're going to play three bands or acts from the great musical heritage of New Zealand that you would definitely know of if you were from New Zealand, but if you're from Canada, possibly not, especially this first band, which I didn't know about. The band is called the La-Di-Das. That is spelled L-A-D-E-D-A-S. And they're pretty much the preeminent 60s invasion band from New Zealand. It's well documented that the real British invasion bands, the Beatles, the Who, the Kinks, and of course Australia had the Easy Beats. But funny, I didn't even think until now about what was happening in New Zealand at the time. And the La-Di-Das were definitely the band, formed in the early 60s, and were principally a kind of a Shadows style instrumental group. But then when the Beatles visited in 1964, they changed the face of popular music, and the La-Di-Das decided to shift and become a British invasion style band, and they went on to have a successful career in New Zealand and Australia. And they charted with this song we're going to play for you called Gonna See My Baby Tonight. It came out in 1971 as a single, and it reached number 6 on the charts in Australia, I believe. So yeah, this would be a really interesting band to explore. They do have a few compilations out. I did not know anything about them until just this last week. Globally, I think the La-Di-Das kind of don't really get the recognition they deserve. So we're going to play for you that track at the top of the set, and then the classic I Got You from Split Enz, who really need no introduction. They were enormously influential and successful in New Zealand. They, I think they had something like 10 albums with huge singles like History Never Repeats, 6 Months in a Leaky Boat, and this track, I Got You, from 1980. Of course, the band features the brilliant brothers Tim and Neil Finn. And then we're going to hear from Dave Dobbin, another New Zealand legend, with his single Loyal, and I'll tell you a bit about him when we're back. But here we go, the La-Di-Das, the great British invasion band from New Zealand. They formed in the early 60s on the North Island near Auckland, and this is a 1971 single called Gonna See My Baby Tonight. We'll be right back.
Remember last time I thanked you, keeping my distance unintentionally. Too close for comfort, just staying close enough. If I could have more time, we would brainstorm. And I love you tender, but we must walk away. Keeping you on my greeting card file, and if it were different, but you know it ain't. Let's get on with it, love. Call me loyal. I'll say you're loyal too. Know you're loyal. I feel you're loyal too. Call me loyal. I'll hold you loyal too. We are loyal. That way, girl.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You're Unstranded here, all about Australian, Canadian and New Zealand music, and we started out with a little-known band as far as global rock and roll goes, but people in the know that they're the great band from New Zealand from the 60s and early 70s. They're called the La-Di-Das, and we played for you a single called Gonna See My Baby Tonight, which came out in 1971. And then the huge single from Split Enz, I Got You, just a brilliant track from the True Colors record from 1980. And then Dave Dobbin with a track called Loyal. So Dave Dobbin is another New Zealand hero, I guess. Again, I don't know a lot about him, and if you'd grown up in New Zealand, you would know everything about him. I do remember the track Slice of Heaven, which was on a soundtrack for a cartoon movie, Foot Rot Flats, The Dog's Tale. Slice of Heaven was a huge song, very catchy, but today a song called Loyal, which was a single from his debut solo album from 1988. And I think it's a huge, well-known song in New Zealand. I had never heard of it before. This is the... You know, the thing about Australia, and you get, it's sort of like America and the States. You know, Americans are inundated with their own culture, so they don't appreciate or don't know about a band like the Tragically Hip. I guess Australia and New Zealand has a bit of that, because I really should know more about Dave Dobbin, but I don't. But this song is much loved to New Zealanders. It was called Loyal, so that was a third track you heard there in the set. So since we're on a roll of Kiwi music, let's keep it going with some brand new music. First up, here is a group called Rob Rua and the Witch Doctor. And the track is called Kalega. It's a Maori group. It's a summer anthem, a festival jam. It celebrates a slice of Ayutthaya heaven, the East Coast, where the word Kalega is as legendary as a kina tongue on bread. That is from a press release. So an upbeat here, track from Maori group Rob Runga and the Witch Doctors. And then we're going to hear a track from Scalper, one of my favorite New Zealand acts. We play a lot of his music here on the show. Scalper has got in touch with me with his latest track, Rooks, Ravens, Magpies, from an upcoming EP called Want. And then we're going to hear from Yumi Zuma. They're an interesting group, again from New Zealand, who they're kind of split. They all used to live together in a house in Christchurch, but it was destroyed in the 2011 earthquake. And then I guess the group disbanded, or they all live in different parts of the world now, one in Paris, New York. I think one might be still in Christchurch. And they record music and send files around. They had an EP out a couple of years back, and this is a new single called December, from an album actually called Willow Bank. So first up, here's Rob Rua and the Witch Doctor from New Zealand, and then Scalper and Yui Zuma, also from New Zealand. You're Unstranded.
E te iwi e te hunga whakarongo, nau mai hoki mai ki tō reo irirangi Māori. He waiata hau kei taku ringa, ko te waiata hau nei, ko Kalega na Rob Rua. Nā mātou te maringa nui, te whakapāho tuatahi, tēnei waiata ki a koutou. Nā reira, are taringa mai, anei a Rob e hoki atu ana ki te hau kāinga, ki te pūtake o te ao, ki te tai rāwhiti. Whakarongo mai e te iwi, anei a Kalega, i runga i tō reo, i rirangi Māori.
Swag in the backseat, and I got to back to the coast. myself, unbeknown to myself. Slow execution, executing myself, myself, me. Me, myself, and I, we. All together now, so now shall see. I've been ravaging, we've been killing for so long. Droplets, diamonds, weaving spells. Wake me fresh, the dew morning smells. Rooks, ravens, magpies, crows. Ravens, magpies, crows. I seek no heaven for the fear of hell. All I want is of love to smell. All I want is of love to smell. I seek no heaven for the fear of hell. All I want is of love to smell. All I want is of love to smell. All I want is of love to smell.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And we're back on Stranded, and three more tracks there from New Zealand artists. Great stuff, really. Upbeat anthem there from Maori group Rob Runga and the Witch Doctors. The track was called Kalega. And then the new Scalper, Rooks, Ravens, Magpies from the Want EP. And then Yumi Zuma with December from the record Willow Bank. Again, interesting group. Yumi Zuma live in different parts of the world and record and collaborate online, but they formed originally in Christchurch, New Zealand. You can find us online at ausstrandedradio.com. That's our blog. We've got over 300 podcasts there and lots of archived interviews. And if you'd like to follow us online, we're at facebook.com/ausstrandedradio, and we also have the Twitter handle at ausstranded. Please send me your tracks if you are an Australian, Kiwi, or New Zealand independent artist. I'm always keen to hear new music, and we'll feature it. Let's get into the Canadian music now. It's always good to check out what is happening in Edmonton, Alberta. There is an artist there called Vissia, V-I-S-S-I-A. A folk musician, quality music that she's produced. Her latest record is called Placeholder. So we're going to hear the single Mountain Ear. The record was recorded at Bitter North Studio in Edmonton. And we're also going to hear from Buffy St. Marie. She is still going strong, a legend of Canadian music ever since the 60s. Her latest record is Medicine Songs. And we're going to hear from you the powerful track, You've Got to Break Free. And we're also going to hear from Destroyer with awesome singles, Tinseltown, Swimming in Blood from the Ken record. You're on Stranded. Here is Vissia from Edmonton, Alberta.
You've been breathing all along. time that it keeps. The only way to breathe is.
flowers in the skyline. Hey, how is it? Why? What comes round's going round again. Towers coming up forever.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
Thanks for tuning into the show. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. At the top of the set there, we heard from Vissia from Edmonton. Fantastic folk artist. Her website is vissiamusic.com, vissiamusic.com. In the middle was Buffy St. Marie, with You've Got to Break Free from her latest record, Medicine Songs. It's extraordinary, the length of her career and incredible output. What an inspiring Canadian. Another inspiring Canadian is Dan Behar of Destroyer, still producing incredible records. His latest is Tinseltown Swimming in Blood. Well, that's the latest single from the record Ken. And that was the third track we heard. Let's keep it going with, here's an interesting band from Prince Edward Island. We don't play a lot of music from that part of the country. They're called the East Pointers, and I picked up on them because I noticed on Twitter they were recently touring in Australia. So well done for getting down to Australia. They're quite an established band. In fact, they have a Juno Award-winning debut album out from 2015 called Secret Victory. And they're very much quality folk, a band with traditional instrumentation, fiddling, fiddles, banjos, guitars. So the band is at eastpointers.ca. We're going to hear from you, them, a track called 2 Weeks from their latest record, What We Leave Behind. And then we're going to hear from legend Jeff Berner. Super Subtle's Folk Song is a track from his latest record, Canadiana Grotesque. This is Stranded. Here's the East Pointers from Prince Edward Island.
Another wish chip Why would you eat a Calgary?
Chris Terrific.
We always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
And we're out of time. We heard there the East Pointers, a traditional folk band from Prince Edward Island, and then Jeff Burner, a track from his latest record, Canadian and Grotesque. Yes, Stranded is back for another week and another year. This is 2018. I'm going to leave you with the Cosmic Psychos, Back in Town. Bye-bye.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.